According to the Department of Health and Family Services, a woman in Portage County came down with a fever, aches, nausea, and a rash last June. Blood tests done last week show the presence of West Nile virus, passed on by an infected mosquito. The woman has since recovered without needing hospitalization. Mark Sotier is an epidemiologist with the state. He says for the most part, cases of West Nile virus in Wisconsin have dwindled sharply since 2002, when there were 53 cases reported. But Sotier warns that while many people could assume mosquito activity is winding down with the summer, the peak period for catching West Nile is just beginning.
What we found since West Nile has come to Wisconsin is that three-quarters of our human cases have actually gotten sick in August and September. So as long as the mosquitoes are out, and in particular the Culex mosquitoes, then there is and will continue to be human risk.
The Culex mosquitoes are primary carriers for the West Nile virus. Health officials say people should wear repellent, don long garments for the arms and legs, keep windows screened up, and get rid of standing water near the home. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.